Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. I'm Andy from What Culture. This is Adam Wilborn from What Culture. We are previewing and predicting night two of WrestleMania right here. If you missed our night one predictions, we did them yesterday. Check them out on the channel right now. But let's just get cracking with night two of this show. What's the match, Adam Wilborn?
As we did yesterday, in Wikipedia order, the first match on night two, which possibly could well be the first match on night two, I'd like that, is the United States Championship match. Logan Paul, of course, it's going to be a Prime logo in the ring on both nights.
I cannot wait.
It's going to be a premium live event, after all. Randy Orton... Sorry, we've lost everyone. And Kevin Owens in a triple threat match for the United States Championship. Who you got?
I've got Logan Paul retaining in this match. I just think it's too much. Like, Logan Paul's a piece of crap. But I think having him as the champion is too much kind of fun to really let go after only a few months in this spot. He's an asshole in real life and in fiction. And he's kind of great in this position as well. You know, I think you might do something fun maybe with Randy and Kevin after the premium live event that we have ahead of us. But... look, they've got his logo in the middle of the ring, like you said. They're going full in on old LP, as he's always called.
Yeah, I do think you're right. I think, actually, this might be one of the only titles I'm booking not to change hands across both nights. But I do think Logan Paul leaves with the United States Championship. Like you say, you could do so much more with him. He's been sensational from the moment he arrived. Yes, I realise some people may not be a huge fan of him or his delicious drink.
He's great at wrestling.
Yes.
Like, he's fantastic at his job.
And there is a bit of me that would quite like to have some sort of KSI in another Prime bottle getting involved in another WrestleMania match. But I think you're right. And I'm actually going to steal the prediction from whoever it was who sat behind me on our flight out to Philadelphia the other day, because they pointed out something and I went, oh my God, yeah, it's right there. I think we all assume that Logan Paul is going to win because of some shenanigans between Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. And someone behind me said, Randy Orton's going to cost Kevin Owens, or post-match Randy Orton's going to turn on Kevin Owens because they've cost each other the match and Logan Paul's escaped out of there with the United States Championship. He said, Randy Orton's had a haircut and that always means we're getting heel Randy Orton, which again is probably the best version of Randy Orton. It's been nice hearing him and the RKO is what it is. But... yeah, I think that and a future feud between Kevin Owens and Randy Orton could be loads of fun. And Logan Paul defending the United States Championship with a whole host of people. Maybe, oh my God, imagine if Bron Breakker immediately goes after when he arrives on the main roster. That would be unbelievable. I just think it makes more sense like that.
I am all in now on Bron Breakker spearing the headband off of this guy. Why the hell not? Why the heck not? Fun title run for Logan Paul, for sure.
What have we got next on the WrestleMania Night 2 card?
What we have is me forgetting that I was next. We've got the Battle of the Dudes with Letters. It's AJ Styles versus LA Knight. Yeah. And if that doesn't sell you on the match right there, what will? I remain perversely fascinated by modern-day jacked AJ Styles trying to maneuver his way around the screen. Perhaps not the most riveting rivalry on WWE television at the moment, and perhaps the match that maybe doesn't have the highest ceiling on the card. But you are also talking about one of the, frankly, greatest American wrestlers of all time in his twilight years here, AJ Styles, versus charismatic, complete showman in LA Knight. So I have no doubt whatsoever that they will find a way to make this fun, even though you might not immediately look at this match and go, yeah, I can't wait for WrestleMania. It's got The Rock. It's got LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Two guys who are going to be very over in the building as well, which always helps. Who have you got?
I don't know. I'm going back and forth in my head on this one because I can see both scenarios. I can see LA Knight getting the win here, and potentially he could go and fight Logan Paul. I just realised they've had history together, and Logan Paul dropping the United States champion to LA, United States Championship to LA Knight could be the right direction if he wants to go off and do other crypto scams. Or I've just thought, with nothing on the line here, but a big win at WrestleMania for AJ Styles, and he could put himself in position to be the obvious first defence for a new world champion.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you could make a compelling argument for both, as you just have. I think LA Knight is just going to win and end the rivalry. Look, if you watched the first video, if you didn't, you should do that like after you've watched this one, obviously. But I booked a complete downer of a WrestleMania night where all the heels won. I think the right thing to do here is to just end this storyline right here with the babyface victory on the grandest stage of them all.
Yeah, and I've liked the build to this, and it's just nice to have a WrestleMania card featuring LA Knight, especially with the gaping hole that was there last year.
Yeah.
But I suppose, you know, Shane still got it. Let's move on to the Women's Championship match. It is Io Sky. Oh, it's not Leo. Io Sky defending her championship against Bayley. Oh, to be a fly on Michael Hamflett's shoulder if the Bayley buddies come back, the ponytail returns, and Paramore plays Bayley out. That would be the dream scenario. But regardless of whether or not that happens, Bayley has to leave as champion, doesn't she?
Yeah, you'd think so. But I mean, I've seen Paramore live before, and let me tell you, I've never felt more out of place in my entire life. So I'm hoping the vibes are a little bit different.
Okay.
I tried to throw a spin cake and it just didn't work. I tore my hamstring. But yeah, like a Bayley victory is the natural thing they've been leading up to here. I did feel a bit sorry for them earlier in the feud when Bayley did the angle where she revealed she'd been learning Japanese and she knew they were insulting her and all that stuff. It got totally overshadowed on the night of Cody Rock Roman chaos, unfortunately. But yeah, this match is clearly the destination they've been building to from the moment this stable was conceived. And I think that while Bayley maybe doesn't quite in recent years have the resume that she did earlier in her career when it comes to matches, she's had lots of injuries and stuff. It's totally understandable. I think she can put a killer sympathetic babyface performance in here, and I think she's going to win for sure.
Yeah, Io setting up for her big finish, getting caught up top, and a super Bayley to belly giving her the victory. It just makes logical booking sense.
Absolutely. And once we've moved on from there, we are going for our street fight of the evening. It's Karrion Kross and his merry men,
just
the AOP.
Made it on the card, didn't they? Let's be honest.
These three happy guys, just glad to be here against Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits in a match that really should be a crazy walk and brawl across the arena with weapons and punches and fighting. And
I'm glad there won't be another one of those that could overshadow this.
And you know, the Street Profits, Ford in particular, bumping like crazy for these big guys that they are facing. Final Testament, the Karrion Kross stable. Mixed reviews, I think it's fair to say, they've received so far.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, myself included, are waiting for Karrion Kross to show some fangs, as in teeth, you know, because I don't say TH as well. People get confused. You know, show a bit of violence, show a bit of convincing menace in your performances. Can he accomplish that here in this match, Adam Wilborn?
I think so. I think it could be another one again that could be lined up to be a first defence for a new world champion, especially because I'm probably going to book AOP to become tag champs, ripping it away from, let's say, Awesome Truth pretty swiftly after WrestleMania, and that's what I booked in night one, in case you... I feel very bad for... because I love, you know, Montez, Angelo Dawkins has been arguably the star of that tag team in recent months. I love Bobby Lashley, and, you know, they're in it as well. But... you know, they've put a lot into this Final Testament thing, and it just feels like they're going to be some amazing spots in there. There's going to be some really hard-hitting stuff. I mean, he's been breaking baseball bats on social media and what have you with his heel hooks or whatever.
Some amusing responses to that.
Yes,
too,
but I feel like as much as it's going to be mostly a feel-good night of WrestleMania, you have to have some baddies get the victory, and I feel like they've only just established this group. And
yeah, you have to like power them up a little bit. I think at the moment the stable just resonates like a 17-year-old's EFED characters thrown together, even the name. And look, like I think I've said this many, many a time on this channel. They're obviously very green still, but I think AOP are tons of fun.
Yes.
Like just big silly powerhouses lobbing people around. Sometimes it's a little bit dangerous, but you know they're fun to watch. So I imagine the Street Profits will bump around for them like crazy. Bobby Lashley's one of my favourite wrestlers in WWE. I'd like to see him in a little bit of a bigger spot than this afterwards. But yeah, there we go. Positive guys, sort of.
Despite the fact we're probably booking final assessment to get the victory.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's move on to the next match. The World Heavyweight Championship match. I'm going to not talk too much about this because I think you've had a great idea, or at least a controversial idea with regards to how this one should play out. Seth Rollins, fresh off, find out on our Night One video how he's got on with that tag team match against the Killers in the Jungle, taking on a very fresh Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship. Who you got?
Drew McIntyre in under 18 seconds. I think Drew should squash Seth at this pay-per-view. I think he should just... On night one, Seth should take an ungodly beating in the tag team match, and he should probably be the one that gets pinned in that contest to make it Bloodline Rules in the other match we're going to talk about. But I think you should lead into that. He should come out maybe with some bandaged up ribs or whatever, a bandaged face, so the claymore hits extra hard. And I think they should go for a clear, decisive snapshot win for Drew McIntyre. For me, I think it's quite clear that he is either already re-signed or is on the verge of doing so.
Yes.
They've just announced a pay-per-view in the home of culture, Scotland. So it makes sense to have him carry some kind of belt, maybe a tartan one, who knows, into that event. And also, you know, maybe Seth could do with a little bit of a refresh. There has been several times, you know, he's been really great at points, but there have been several times in the Night One story where he has been just completely owned by these people. And even CM Punk, do you know what I think, Punk? Nope. People are just killing this guy on the microphone. It's really harsh. Although he's had his good moments,
He was always the right choice to initially build this belt up, wasn't he?
Agreed. And he should take a little break. Little bit of a refresh. Maybe the character just needs a little bit of time on the shelf before coming back in and what is old is new again and all of that stuff. I think Seth Rollins really needs to get his ass kicked here.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe not in quite so vicious, brutal, early fashion, but I think eventually Drew McIntyre leaves as World Heavyweight Champion. Quick question. cash-in or no cash-in? Across the entire weekend, in fact.
I'm going for no cash-in across the entire weekend. It currently doesn't vibe with any storylines. And I think, despite everything that's been going on with the Judgment Day, Damian Priest has kind of faded away a little bit in recent months.
And people are panicking, I think, because they, a bit like me, remember when it used to be Money in the Bank immediately after WrestleMania, when Backlash was gotten rid of briefly, or became WrestleMania Backlash for a period. We got till, I think, July, July perhaps, yeah. was the Money in the Bank last year. So you have got a fair bit of time. It muddies the waters. I like the idea of the Judgment Day being slowly falling apart and then kind of leaning on him to use the briefcase, maybe for other. And he's like, no, that's my briefcase for my world title. And I think you have to have Drew McIntyre be world champion when CM Punk returns. So
I
would have Drew McIntyre defeat Seth Rollins. I think you're right. He's earned that. He has been the workhorse. He has earned that right to go away for a while and just rest up. And, you know, if I'm booking Becky Lynch to be a champion, he can just be at home with the kid. You know, it's one of those things where I just think Drew McIntyre, especially the work he's done in the last few months, has earned that. And it's also funny that he's getting the big WrestleMania victory in front of people where a lot of people will probably be booing him out of the building.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he's been brilliant as a heel.
You could call this the CM Punk Derby in a lot of ways. Yes. The winner gets Phil Brooks whenever his arm...
You were opening the show, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Just kick his ass, man. Like, snapshot, boom, boom, boom. They probably won't do that. They'll probably have a longer match. And look, if they do have a longer match, it'll probably be really great. Drew has done just an incredible job of showing his value during this contract season. So, hey, fair play to him. Love it.
I want it. Don't need to go 18 seconds because I think Punk's on commentary, isn't it? I want to go to longer.
There's a question, actually, and something we could predict going off the run sheet a little bit. Do you think Punk... There's a bit of speculation that Punk might get physical on this show.
Yeah.
They've been really emphasising the crazy brace on his arm. Do you reckon maybe he takes a bit of a beating from Drew?
Possibly. Or maybe Drew wins and decides, that's not enough. I'm going to really put Seth on the shelf. And CM Punk says, I'm going to let this match play out. But after that, I'm not going to stand for it. And maybe maybe Drew leaves as World Heavyweight Champion. But CM Punk stood in the ring helping Seth Rollins. And that's a fun dynamic to have when Seth Rollins returns. I don't know. I see CM Punk getting involved one way or another, but probably not in the finish.
Yeah. Good point. Shall we talk about the big one?
Oh,
here we go.
I've been praying the words of Drew McIntyre.
Here we go.
I prayed for this.
You know what it is. It's Cody Rhodes challenging Roman Reigns for the undisputed Universal Intergalactic Beastie Boys World Championship. So if you didn't watch our predictions video yesterday, like, spoiler alert, we did have this becoming a Bloodline rules match by virtue of The Rock and Roman Reigns beating Cody and Seth on night one, provided The Rock can get through the match without tearing every muscle in his body, the poor guy. Here we are. This is the big talking point for many, many people online. It is, of course, a repeat of last year's main event when the nefarious rubber chicken showed up and spoiled everyone's night. Apart from us, we made a great deal of money off of that.
And I said it was the correct booking decision.
Yeah, there we go. There is a lot of debate, actually, on the outcome of this. There's two camps, right? There's people who understand professional wrestling, and then there are Roman Reigns avatar accounts. Jokes aside, one of the key arguments I see being made for Roman to win, I mean, there's a few that I really disagree with, the idea that this is Jay's story. It's not. And the Hogan's record thing,
oh my God,
drives me round the bend. What record are we talking about here? Because the last time I checked, the longest reigning champion of all time was Bruno Sammartino. And guess who's number two? Not Hulk Hogan. So it's like, congratulations, brother. Here's your bronze medal. That's not a record. It's third place. We kind of spoke about that on the news the other day. But to me, right, there's no logical argument. Like, for in terms of pro wrestling storytelling and psychology and everything we've learned about this business since it existed, there's no good argument for Roman Reigns to retain here. But it would be really funny if he did. What do you think?
In the words of Cody Rhodes, he has to finish the story. And yes, I want Cody Rhodes to beat Roman Reigns with three consecutive crossroads. 1, 2, 3, pomp ceremony, fireworks, all that good stuff. That doesn't mean we can't have a bit of fun along the way.
We can have a laugh.
You need the mirroring of a Solo Sikoa Samoan spike to Cody Rhodes, but this time Cody Rhodes kicks out. It's just the right thing to do. And Bloodline rules, Andy Murray, as we have discussed on multiple occasions, opens the door to the most ridiculous, shenanigan-filled, overbooked, five-star classic of all time. I mean, I want everyone in this. I want every single person that Roman Reigns has screwed over his reign to be possibly involved in all this. But if you want to boil it down to the basics, you have, you know, all these members of the bloodline that need to be taken out. Jimmy Uso, Jay's right there. Regardless of what happened on their match on night one, it just makes sense. Paul Heyman, okay, you can have, I don't know, Sami Zayn take his head off or what, but in reality, you probably don't need someone taking out Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman should definitely take a bump in this match. Yeah. That would be so powerful.
You've got, you know, Brandi Rhodes right there. Please.
It's not open mic night, Chief. We can't go down that route.
You've got Pharaoh if you want to do it. But in reality, you've got the thing that everyone's been talking about from the moment The Rock bloodied Cody Rhodes against his bus. And oh, look, who's that in the background? Because the other two players in this story are, of course, Solo Sikoa and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Solo Sikoa has a great history with John Cena. He's basically squashed John Cena in Saudi Arabia. John Cena being the guy to come to Cody's aid, you know, the previous guy in the business to the new, effectively, John Cena to help him get rid of the guy who cost him last year, I think works really well. And Jesus, imagine the reaction. Rock's down, ref's down, of course, although it's bloodline rules, so it doesn't need to happen. You've got The Rock there with a steel chair ready to finally clobber a final boss, take out Cody Rhodes and help the tribal chief retain. If the glass shatters, the roof, I mean, there is no roof, but it's a good job because it's going to come off the place. If Stone Cold gets involved in this match, can you imagine the reaction?
Just hope you don't see a set of headlights beaming down from behind when he's coming down the ring, because lest we forget who the Usos' father is in all of this, Adam Wilborn. Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. I think that this should be the silliest wrestling match of all time. It should have every trick in the book. I want the Avengers to assemble.
Yes.
I want the glass to shatter. I want to know if, when you're high up in the stadium, you can still see John Cena's bald patch from all the way up in the nosebleed section. I want all of that, and I want it to be the most WWE-ified thing of all time. I also want to know, can Triple H, as a booker, I think it's one of his last big questions, can he stick the landing with a big-time, world-class babyface victory? Because he's not done that yet in WWE. I'm talking top of the table. Last year, obviously, the controversial loss for Cody Rhodes. Will we see the rubber chicken return?
Please, God,
They should do a gag, though, shouldn't they?
Yeah, Pharaoh takes out the rubber chicken.
Yeah, he comes down with it in his mouth or something. Hopefully, he stays away from the fireworks, unlike that time in AEW, when the poor guy got scarred for life. But yeah, I mean, look. From a content creators and a guy who likes chaos standpoint, Roman winning is funny.
Money.
Funny and money.
Yeah.
But, Cody Rhodes is going to win. He should win. And if I hear one more person talking about Hulk Hogan's record,
just numbers,
I'm going to complain about it on a video.
Just made up numbers as well.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
It has to be. Cody finishing the story and we're off into the... What they call it, the Renaissance era, the next stage of that.
What do you think of that name? Yeah, me too. But hey,
weird names. But I'm so excited for this. It's going to be preposterous one way or another.
Can't remember a time in my adult life when I've looked forward to WrestleMania as much as this. No. Primarily because of this silliness.
Oh.
It's awesome. Hey, thank you for joining us for this second round of predictions video. Let us know who you think is going to win down below, especially who's going to finish the story, who's going to chicken, I don't know, Pharaoh, Brandi Rhodes, all of that stuff. Once you're done with all of that, you can check out this video here, which is the biggest up and down from every WrestleMania. It's a great time. You're going to love it. And we'll see you later.
Enjoy
Bye.
WrestleMania.
Do that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.